And through our prayers, I felt the Lord brought a good message for us today.
那这个祷告呢，我觉得神给我们一个非常好的经文。
And that message is that perfect love casts out fear.
那么这段经文的题目呢，就是说，完全的爱可以驱逐恐惧。
I would encourage you to read the book of 1 John. It's not the Gospel of John, it's 1 John. And read it in its entirety. It's 5 chapters.
我会鼓励大家呢，阅读约翰一书，总共是五章。
It almost seems repetitive to a point of exhaustion.
那么好像呢，这个作者不断重复一个主题，以便呢把这个主题说得非常清楚。
But if youtake a pad and paper out and diagram the sentences, there's so much there.
但是如果你拿一个纸和笔好好分析每一段经文的话呢，你会知道其中的内容非常的丰富。
Especially words that we're over familiar with, like love and abiding.
尤其是对应我们常知道的那些词，比如说爱，还有居住。
But what I found in 1 John, it's like a flow chart that an engineer would use.
那我们在这个约翰一书里，我看到呢，好像有一个这个工程师常用的那种表格。
So I'd encourage you to read it and use a pen and paper and diagram the sentences.
所以呢，我鼓励大家来读这细读这本书，并且呢，用个笔和纸好好分析一下。
You can see in the background I have a single drop of water hitting the water.
那么背后呢，我们有这个图片，你可以看到呢，有个水滴掉在水面上。
And I was thinking of the literally millions of Christians who are praying for Wuhan right now.
那么这个时候呢，我就想到成百万的基督徒在现在为中国祷告。
We think one drop of water is not very much.
很多时候我们可能想到一滴水做不了什么。
But you bring that one drop together with the 70 that are in here, and you have a lot.
但是如果我们把七十多滴加起来的话呢，就很多了。
And then you mix that with the other congregations throughout our city, and throughout our county, and throughout our state, and throughout our country, and around the world, you've got a flood.
那么如果我们把这些水滴我们教会的还有这个城市的其他教会的还有这个国家的还有全世界各地的基督徒加起来那么我们就可以形成洪水了
And that was why we named our church Flood the Sound back in 2006
所以在2006年的时候呢我们原来的教会我们的名字呢就是说这个像洪水般灌溉
How many of you are familiar with the Nisqually Falls?
你们谁看过 Nisqually Falls?
I see about 10 hands, 12 maybe? Okay. You need to look it up on the internet.
好像十个人举手哈，大家可以在这个网上找找看。
It's east of Seattle.
就是呢，这个在西雅图的东边。
And it is flooding right now.
现在呢，都洪水都涨满了。
I had friends that went there yesterday, and the water is surging over...And it's a huge waterfall right now.
我昨天呢有朋友去，那看到那个瀑布呢，现在流得很大，好多水都溢出来了。
I want to encourage you to continue to pray for God to move and work and heal and protect.
那么我们继续为这件事情祷告，就是让神呢来感动人的心，并且保护他们。
Because that one prayer that's a drop is another prayer that's a drop is another prayer and it starts to rain and then it starts to puddle and then it starts to flood. And God hears our prayers.
那么我们的每一个祷告就像一滴水那么所有的这些水滴汇集起来呢就形成一个小水洼然后呢就形成洪水可以呢充满这地那么神确实呢是可以听到我们的祷告的。
And scripture is clear thatGod hears our prayers and regardless of the distance between here and Wuhan.
不论我们这里跟中国武汉有多远但是呢圣经讲得很清楚神是听我们祷告的。
You recall that when the centurion came to Jesus and wanted healing for his servant, Jesus didn't even go there, but his slaves came and said he was healed at the exact time he prayed yesterday.
那么大家可以记得，就是回忆一下呢，就是在圣经当中，百夫长呢请求耶稣来救他的仆人，那么耶稣都没有去。可是呢，那么这个百夫长的仆人，另外一个仆人就过来说，在昨天你耶稣跟你讲话的时候，这个仆人已经得医治了。
And again, we don't have to pray and pound the ground or sacrifice anything. We simply go before our loving Heavenly Father and request.
我们甚至呢不用像以前一样这个捶胸打地，或者是呢牺牲什么动物。我们仅仅呢就来到我们爱的父前面祷告就可以了。
Well, let's pray.
好，我们来一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, you are the God who hears.
亲爱的天父，我们知道你聆听我们的祷告。
Lord, you know the concerns we have on our heart.
你知道我们心头的焦虑。
We pray that you would be glorified in our prayers because we direct them to you.
我们祷告，你现在借着我们祷告得荣耀，因为我们这些祷告是冲着你来提交给您的。
Lord, please minimize our anxiety, our fear, and our worry.
我们向你祷告，求你减少我们的焦虑、我们的恐惧、我们的担心。
Help us to have great confidence that you are being glorified in this incident.
让我们刚强壮胆，让我们知道你在这个事故当中，你的名会得荣耀。
Lord, please build up our faith in this time.And demonstrate to us that you are real and that you hear us.
在这样的时刻，主啊，求你刚强我们的信心，让我们知道你是真实的，你呢确实听我们祷告。
We thank you for this message of truth today and pray that we would respond faithfully to it.
感谢你给我们的真理，也求你让我们的心做出回应。
In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名，感谢你。
So we look at these three parts of perfect love casts out fear.
这里有三部分，就是说完全的爱可以驱逐恐惧。
In the context of the scripture, it relates to the day of judgment.
这个背景呢，就是说审判的日子。
And so John contrasts fear and confidence.
那么这里呢，约翰把恐惧和坦然无惧来对比。
I'd like you to consider right now, if you were to find out that you had that virus and you're only given a month to live.
那大家现在试想一下，假如呢，你感染了这个病毒，只有一个月可以存活了。
And you knew in a moment you would be standing before the presence of God.
你知道呢，很快你就会要在神的这个审判座前了。
And Jesus said to you,Why should I let you into my heaven?
那么耶稣对于问你，为什么你觉得为什么我可以让你进入天堂呢？
Would your response simply be because I trusted in you, my Lord and my Savior?
你的答案是不是简单的说就是这样？因为呢，我相信你是我的救主。
If that is your confidence, then you are at peace this morning.
如果这是你信赖的基础的话，那么今天你就可以得平安了。
If that is not your confidence, listen up and have ears to hear.
如果你不会因此而坦然无惧的话，那么你今天要好好听。
I wish somebody had said it that way to me when I was younger.
我巴不得呢，我年轻的时候有人这么告诉我。
I did not become a follower of Christ for 20 years.
那么我有二十年呢都不信主。
And I made a mess of things for those 20 years.
在这二十年当中呢，搞了很多乱子。
Lots of scars, lots of regrets, lots of pain.
很多伤疤，很多呢，麻烦，也很多痛苦。
And once you become a follower of Christ, you still have regrets and pain and difficulty.
当你信主的时候，追随主的时候，当然生活中还可能有一些遗憾和有一些困难。
But because we abide with Christ, we live with Christ, we realize we're part of God's plan.
但是呢，因为我们居住在主里边，跟主在一起，我们意识到呢，我们是主的计划的一部分。
So let's look at this contrast between fear and confidence.
那我们来对照一下这个恐惧和坦然无惧。
Fear, so many events and concerns in our lives can cause panic, fear, anxiety, and paralysis.
那么在我们生活当中呢，有很多事情会让我们恐惧担心，甚至呢就是惊慌失措。
World events, diseases, political turmoil, economic shakeups.
比如说呢，疾病，一些世界性的大事，或者是呢政治经济动荡。
While these are bad things, I want us to consider there's something much, much, much worse.
当然这些都是很不好的事情，但是我想让大家想一下一些更糟糕的事情。
That is the condition of those who are without Christ and who will go into a Christless eternity.
你想象一下那些不信主的人，那些不信的人，他们将来就会到这么一个境地，就是呢，他不会跟主同在。
We certainly should be aware of these world events and things going on around us.
当然了，我们也应该了解世界周围发生的一切。
But we must also have the heart of God and be concerned for the souls of those around us.
但同时呢，我们应该有主的心来关切那些周围还不信主的人。
I constantly bring this message to our students.
我不断地把这个信息呢告诉我的学生。
They hear it almost every week.
他们几乎每周都听到这样的信息。
And it's not that I want to push them and force them to do what I think they should do.
并不是说我要迫使他们呢来做我想让他们做的事情。
The reality is there is no greater joy than to share the love of Jesus with people, have them respond in faith, and then begin to grow.
其实呢，最大的喜乐莫过于呢跟人传讲福音，看到他们在主里成长了。
In the book of 1 John, he has three groups of people he refers to.
那么在约翰一书当中，约翰呢提到三种人。
He talks to the baby Christians and calls them little children.
他谈到初信的人，叫他们呢小孩子。
Then he talks to the fathers, those who are maturely reproducing discipleship.
还有他称作父亲们的人，也就是那些不断的培训培养门徒的人。
And then he talks to the young men who are strong in the scriptures and who are growing in Christ-likeness.
还有那些年轻人，他们身强力壮，并且呢，在主里呢茁壮成长。
If you are a follower of Jesus today, you fit in one of those categories.
如果你是信主的，今天呢，你肯定是在三个类型当中的一个。
You may be, you've come to faith in Christ and you're growing in the Lord.
可能呢，你已经信主了，在主里面成长。
The next step is to be strong in His Word and grow in your faith.
那下一步呢，就是多读他的话语，那么在信心上呢有所成长。
And then, as a young person who is growing in the Word, your next step is to grow into maturity, where you're reproducing your faith in the life of others.
那么，作为一些年轻人对主的话已经有所了解的话呢，你需要成熟，并且呢，能够把主的话呢跟别人分享。
John wrote this, obviously.And contrasted this because some believers were a little shaky in their standing with God.
约翰之所以写这本书呢，是因为有些基督徒他们的根基不牢。
See, the devil loves to mess with our heads.
那么这个魔鬼他们喜欢让我们的大脑糊涂，神志不清。
The philosophy of the world and the work of the devil gets our eyes off of Jesus.
那么世上的这些哲学思想还有这个魔鬼的诡计会让我们的眼睛离开神。
And because we attach ourselves to this world, we get worrisome, filled with anxiety, and our fears grow.
因为呢我们把自己跟世界连在一起，所以呢我们会担心会恐惧。
But when we read scripture and study scripture and allow his scripture to be in our hearts,We realize we really abide with Him.
但是当我们读圣经的时候，那么我们会意识到呢，其实我们是跟主在一起的。
Our feet may be on this earth, but our standing is in glory in heaven.
我们虽然脚踏这个土地，实际上呢，我们将来还是跟神在一起。
I like to talk about it like we've moved. We don't live in the old place anymore. We've moved and now we're in a totally different place.
我想讲一下，我们已经其实搬家了，我们已经住在一个不同的地方了。我们的立足点呢是在天堂。
And the devil just is reminding us that we still live in a bad neighborhood. It's a bad neighborhood.
但是呢，魔鬼不断提醒我们，我们还是住在一个很糟糕的社区。
We need to stay in the scriptures and recognize his truth.
那我们应该呢经常的学习圣经，能够记得回忆起这个真实真理。
Well, let's look at this contrast. The confidence that we have is having confidence before God on the day of judgment.
那我们来看一下这个对比。我们有的信心呢，就是将来在审判的日子，我们会坦然无惧。
And since you're in Christ, you can have total confidence.
因为你在主里边，所以到时候呢，你可以坦然无惧。
My first Sunday in church, I remember the senior pastor, I was 20 years old, the senior pastor leaned forward and said, How do you know you're going to heaven?
我记得第一次参加主日聚会的时候，那个时候我才20岁，那么教会的主牧师呢，就过来跟我说，你怎么知道将来你会进天堂呢？
My only response was, because Jesus said so.
我唯一的答复就是因为耶稣这么说了。
He said, that's good.
他说，太好了。
Then he asked my buddy, how about you?
他问我的朋友，你觉得怎么样呢？
And he said, yeah, what he said.
我朋友说，对，我想说的就是他说的。
My confidence was, if God is who he says he is, and he's done what he says he's done, then my total trust has to be in that.
我信心的源头就是说，如果神真的是像他所说的是神，并且做过他所做的这些事情，那我的这个信心就有基础了。
Let's look at these verses and consider what God is saying.
那我们来看一下这经文，来想一下他说了什么。
So in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, by faith we believe in God's love for us in Jesus dying for our sins.
那么第十节呢，这里说我们相信神为我们罪死了。
That simply means we are trusting that he did what he says he did.
那么就是说呢，我们相信他说的都是真的。
Then in verse 13 he says, He's given His Spirit to live in us.
那么十三节说他把他的灵放在我们里边。
Verses 14 and 15, As a believer now, filled with His Spirit, we begin to confess that Jesus is the Son of God.
那么十四十五节就说，那么既然我们是神耶稣的追随者，他的灵在我们里边，我们会承认他就是我们的救主。
And because we've believed, and because His Spirit lives in us, and because we confess that this is true, God abides in us, and we in God.
那么因为圣灵同住，那么因为耶稣的话，并且因为我们相信承认他是救主，那么这一切都相信这一切都是真的，那么主呢就与我们同在。
In verse 16 it says, we have come to know and believed the love God has for us.
十六节就是说我们已经认识到神给我们的爱。
And what is this love that we've believed in? It is that God is love.
那么这种爱是什么呢？那么这里显然说得很清楚，就是神就是爱。
It says the one who abides in love abides in God.
那么住在爱里面的，也就是住在神里面。
And then God abides in him.
那么神也住在他里面。
This is what I was telling you. This is where you can get confused and be like, love abides, love, God. Ah!
这里呢，可能大家会很糊涂。这里讲到住在里面是还有爱，还有上帝，很让人混淆。
So what I did is I created a little flow chart for us.
所以呢，我给大家呢，做了一个图表。
So, you abide in love, if you're a believer.
如果你信主的话呢，你就住在爱里边。
And since you're abiding in love,
那么既然你住在爱里边，
you're abiding in God.
那么你也住在神里边。
And since you're abiding in God,
既然你住在神里边，
God's love is accomplished in us.
那么神的爱呢，就借着我们彰显出来了。
That's the important part, the accomplished part.
这个彰显和完成，这是我要说的重要的一点。
So when we think of perfected love, that's the part where people get lost.
当我们提到这个完全的爱的时候，可能大家会有混淆，会觉得糊涂。
Because we hear the word perfect or perfected, and it can throw us off.
因为我们一听到完美这个词，我们有的时候呢就觉得不知所措。
With perfect, we think of perfect as without a flaw or removing flaws or impurities or weaknesses to make it flawless. And that's not this word.
我们一提到这个完美这个词呢，就会以为就是一无瑕疵，或者是呢中间没有任何缺点。
I'm going to illustrate this with my little picture here.
但是这不是我说的这个词，我在这里呢用这个这个水罐子呢来展示一下。
There's no water in here, so we're all safe.
这里没水，所以大家不用担心。
And no animals were harmed in this experiment. Sorry. Now I have a mug over here, but imagine this is completely full of water.
设想一下，这里边都是水。
And if I were to fill up this mug with water and filled it almost to the very top, now I'm like so close to the very top.
如果我把水放在这个杯子里边，就差不多满了。
Is it full?
你觉得满了没有？
Yeah, we would say it's full.
对，我们会说啊，满了。
If I kept pouring, you'd say it's overflowing.
如果继续往里边倒的话，你会说啊，都溢出来了。
But what if I only filled it, I dumped it out, and I only filled it to about half an inch from the top?
如果我是把那些水都倒出来，然后呢，倒泼进去一些，只是呢，离这个最上边的还差一个英寸。
You would still say it's full.
那你还会说这个是满的。
I've completely filled the mug.
你会说我已经做完这件事情了，我已经把这个杯子装满了。
That's what I want us to understand. At what point is he's not talking about perfection, he's talking about completion.
所以呢，我想让大家区别这两个词。他这里呢，讲的约翰在这里讲的呢，不是说多完美，而是说呢，这个行动完成了。
If we were given an assignment to vacuum the carpet or mow the lawn, and you did it, would it be perfect?
如果呢，我们接到任务说呢，要吸地，或者是呢去除草。那么你把它做成了，你是说这个是完美的吗？
For some of you, I know you would do a perfect job.
当然，有些人会说的，一丝不差，非常干净。
But if we looked in the nooks and crannies, we'd find some dirt somewhere, and there'd be a couple of spots you missed out on the lawn.
但是我们仔细找找的话，肯定有一些你没有除草除干净的地方，或者是没有呢，这个吸地吸好的地方。
But you certainly fulfilled.The assignment.
但是你确实已经完成任务了。
So, I don't. I all I can figure is it's difficult to translate this word.
所以我觉得很难把这个词翻译好。
But whatever your translation says, that's what it's talking about. An assignment was given, and the assignment was completed.
不论你的译文是怎么说的，这里要表达的意思呢，就是说这个任务已经完成了，已经实现了。
So perfected love is God's love is coming to completion, coming to expression as we love one another.
那么这里说的完全的爱就是说神借着我们对别人的爱，借着我们彼此爱，那么神的爱呢已经实现，已经达到了。
Perfected love is love that has accomplished its intended purpose and it has come to completion, not perfection. It's fulfilled like my cup is full.
就像我的杯子被装满一样，那么完全的爱呢，就是神的爱已经达到了他的既定目标，通过我们实现了。
Yeah, I left that out. Perfected love is the love of God expressing itself in our love for other people.
那么完全的爱就是神的爱，借着我们向他人的爱展现出来，体现出来。
We have seen that countless times. Nancy and I have seen that countless times in both the youth, the children, and you adults.
那么 Nancy 和我呢有机会见证这一点，不论是在少年组，还是在教会，还是在小孩子身上。
And it's so fun to share that love and experience with people from other places in the world. It's like God is universal.
那么很高兴能够跟其他地方的人分享。这一点，因为神呢是全球的。
And that love is a sacrificial love. It's a love that puts others first and prefers others rather than self.
那么这种爱呢，是一种牺牲的爱，就是把别人放在前边。
In imperfected love, people experience God and His love through us as we love them.
那么完全的爱就是让人呢借着我们体验到上帝的爱。
Right before I became a believer, this is one of the things that drew me to Christianity.
在我信主之前，就是这点把我吸引，让我呢信主。
It was just one day, less than a day's time, but I thought, God loves me?
还不到一天的时间，我意识到这点，神真的是爱我。
Then I thought about people that I knew who were Christians, and I knew they were not perfect, but they were really good people.
我又回想了一下我认识的基督徒，他们虽然不是完美的人，但是呢，他们实在是非常好，非常好的人。
I wanted to be loved and to learn how to love others as well.
我希望被爱，也像他们那样爱别人。
I didn't have to go far. Once I became a Christian, I was surrounded by people who taught me the love of Jesus.
其实呢，我不用到很远的地方去寻求。我周围呢，我一旦信主，我周围就很多人告诉我们怎么样像耶稣那样来爱。
The second part is that perfect love casts out fear.
第二部分就是说完全的爱可以驱逐恐惧。
To cast out is to cast away, to throw, to remove completely, to force out of the way.
那么驱逐的意思呢就是把它赶走，完全的把它除掉。
So love that is complete will get rid of fear.
那么完全的爱呢会驱逐掉我们的恐惧。
And the fear that we're talking about here is that dread, that impending doom, of punishment, like, here it comes.
我们所说的恐惧呢，就是对，即将到来的厄运的担心。